everybody. This is Monica from My Healing World, smoking hot. I hope you're all having a good evening. I am from Vancouver, BC. It's a lovely day, beautiful, crisp. The sun was really low in the horizon, and it caused a little bit of a gray look through the day, but it was sunny. Just enough sun that gave a kind of a hint that you're making some vitamin D, but really, there was really no sunshine up here in the Pacific Northwest, where we are always under some kind of cloud, or we're always under some kind of rain. So I'm complaining right now just because this year has been that kind of a year. And I wanted to start reporting on this now before I forget. You see, this year I went into a really deep, sad response. It's seasonal, attitude, dysfunction, and what I'm doing is just reporting it to you because I know soon I will forget how bad I felt this year. And the reason why I'm noting it now is because I am on a program. I am using light therapy. I am taking higher doses of vitamin D. I have my own little light that I use that gives me the ability to manufacture my own vitamin D. And in the past 3 months, I've learned so much about how vitamin D affects the human body. I have learned so much, I can even rattle it off the top of my head with no notes, no anything. Because I am an intelligent person, and I am a resourceful person. I do my research. Now, how did this all begin? Well, last March, due to the sadness I felt for the tsunami victims and the earthquake and nuclear breakdown in Fukushima, I went into a very depressed state. And I just thought it was sadness due to this occurrence, something that was totally out of my control, but knowing that it had full effect on humanity in general. Particles of nuclear waste was dropping all over North America in the trade winds, and I was susceptible to the idea that it might be affecting me. But little did I know that it really was only one small piece of my melancholiness. My melancholiness is due to the fact that in the Pacific Northwest, last year, in the 9-month period, we only had 6 weeks of sunshine. And that was in from the end of July to the middle of September. Now, that is prime time for direct sunlight in the Pacific Northwest. Anything north of the 49th parallel is known as a four-season environment, and we did not get the sun production that we normally get every year. Pacific Northwest is beautiful. It has the four seasons, but most of the time it can be dreary because we are in a rainforest. The Pacific Northwest is a green belt because we have rain, incessive rain, a great deal of the time. Some years we have some beautiful sunshiny weather, but this year was I'm so grateful for this year because it taught me about the sad response. So I did not make enough vitamin D. I did not know that I had that, my levels were so low. And so every day for a few months, I would just start, tears would just come out of my eyes. And I just thought it was a grieving process. A grieving process for humanity, for the government, for the economic situation, for my loss of faith of how governments help human beings, and also the state of health for all the children in the future of my lifetime and my son's lifetime. I felt a great remorse because of this thought of that we will not ever have a clean world again. But one of the things I noticed in my crying and in my depression was that I always thought like a therapist. I always wondered why I was doing this. Because normally I am a very optimistic, a very happy-go-lucky, aggressive person. And it was way too long. I just spent too many days with this thought process that was a bit concerning to me. So luckily I went to see this amazing shaman, a masseuse that I found through my yoga studio. On Commercial Drive, there's a great hot yoga studio, and one of the things I thought to myself, well, it's a cold and dreary winter, spring, somewhat summer, I'm going to do a little bit more hot yoga. I figured, well, in the warm situation, it would warm my bones, I'd feel a little bit better. And in the process of being in that studio, I met the most wonderful man who knew how to do the Chi Ni Sang by Mantak Chia work, who knew how to go in and stop blood in my belly and then reignite it to push through whatever toxicity or staleness or stagnation that would be in my digestional tract. I've practiced Chi Ni Sang for many years myself, but not to the level that this man has. And I count myself fortunate that he was palpating me, because one of the things that he noticed about me, even in March when I first started seeing him, was that I was deficient in vitamin D. He was able to look at my skin, recognize physically that I was lacking a vitamin. You know, I'm a healer. I've seen it all. I fell off a cliff in the Grand Canyon in 92. I've gone to every cotton picking person you could ever imagine to see about everything. You know, talk about Vega machine and naturopathic doctor, chiropractors, acupuncturists, nutritionists. I've studied macrobiotics, Ayurvedic. I have done everything. I've sold vitamins. I sell water machines. You know, I've been doing zero-point energy tools for the last couple of years. I thought I knew it all. But vitamin D? Oh, honey, I can get vitamin D. Sun's going to come, and I'll get my vitamin D at that time. You know, this year I spent a lot of time researching. When do you ever go out in the ideal time? The ideal time is from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock every day, if the sun is high in the sky. And you sit there and you absorb the vitamin D to your skin for 20 minutes. That's all. 20 minutes is all you need to get your daily dose of RDA vitamin D. And then once you finish doing that, you're fine for the day. But when do you ever get out at that time to get the sun? Why? I can't remember anyone telling me to go out in the sun from 10 to 2. I had to read it in a book a book about vitamin D. And because the government says don't go in the sun from 10 to 2. And if you go in the sun from any other time, you should be putting a lot of sunscreen on your body so that you block the cancer-causing rays. Of course, cancer-causing rays are between morning to 10 and 2 to evening. Of course, that's a UVA ray. And so, yes, it does cause cancer. And you should put some kind of protection on, hopefully a shirt, hopefully, gloves, so that you are not receiving the UVA rays at that time. My premise is this, is that please go pick up a book about how vitamin D is produced in the body, what kind of levels you are requiring, and you will see that the depletion of vitamin D is a cause for many, many of our issues. Autoimmune, cancer, depression, name it. And it's related to the fact that vitamin D converts every known synapses in your body, in your DNA, in your ability to assimilate your vitamins and minerals and nutrients. Everything is dependent on this light hitting your skin and then producing a reaction within your blood cells to convert the energy into usable energy. You don't have enough vitamin D, you do not convert. So how do I know this works? Well, Mr. Tim told me, you've got to go to Fabutan. They have a low spectrum vitamin, low spectrum UVB lighting system, and that you have to go in and get your weekly dose of that. Oh, and I said to him, you have to be kidding me. I'm a healthy person. I don't use sunbeds. That is cancer causing. That is ridiculous. How can you ask me to do that? I am a healer. You cannot ask me to do that. Well, I've had to just retract that, because guess what? The last 3 months, every week I go in and do 10 minutes. I'm down to 8 now because I can actually feel my skin going crispy crawly when I get to 10 minutes. And I notice that I say to myself, okay, maybe that's too much. 8 minutes is all I really need if I want to get this kind of therapy. Guess what happens after I get out of there? You know, I remember the other day, it was so funny. I got up. And I'm nursing the worst cold ever. I'm 50 years old, and I have the worst flu I think I've ever had in my life. I cry every single day on top of it. And my girlfriend says to me, hey, Monica, I was just talking to Tim. I was making an appointment with him. And he wants you to go and get some sunbed. And I went, all right, I have to do that because I am crying. You see, when I hear myself crying and I hear the words hate in my thinking pattern, or I don't like this, or I'm miserable kind of talk, I know that my vitamin D levels are low. Melancholy, crying, and negative thoughts, I know I need my D's up. So I went and I got myself a little sunbed, 10 minutes. I still didn't know at that time I needed 8, but I could start feeling myself go crispy. So I said to myself, okay, 8 minutes. I'm going to have to put a note on that. I went out. 10 minutes later, I noticed my body went into peace. I was soothed. I was really just so mellow. Not a negative voice in my head. And I felt energized. I felt like I couldn't even make a tear if I tried. And that's what I noticed when I was on my vitamin D kick, or light therapy kick, or sunbed kick, is that I don't get that negative thought. And I don't get sad. I remember, like, when I was really, really sick with sad, people would just say hello to me and I would have a nervous breakdown. I would break down and start crying because someone said hello to me. I was afraid to see people because I was already pre-thinking that I was going to have a bad time. I wasn't able to face my world anymore because of the lack of D in my body. And the minute I get out of a sunbed, I am back to being happy and positive and go get the job done person. And I said to myself, wow, I've got to share this with the world. People have to know that this is a real thing. Okay, so autoimmune issues, arthritis, cancer. Do you realize that 75% of all cancers can be traced back to low vitamin D levels? I read that somewhere. I even heard it out of a cancer specialist's mouth one day. I was driving this man called Dr. Ben Johnson to a health show about 4 years ago. And that was a very sunny year. I remember that being a very sunny year. So I never had a problem with depression at that moment. And I went up to him as I was driving him. I spoke to him and I said, Dr. Johnson, what do you think is going to be the greatest help for you? Other than this ionized alkaline water that we're both, you know, representing at this moment, because he had actually been brought up by Ironways. Jay Hare was actually his buddy, and so the two of them are very, very close. He said to me, the best thing for your body, clean water and sunlight. Cancer cannot live in that situation. If you have good water for your body that balances out the pH, and you have sunlight to help you with the conversion, your nervous system is going to be so happy. And I kept that in the back of my head for many years. What does he mean, sunlight? Everyone tells me sunlight's not good for you. I mean, and most of the propaganda out there is sunlight is cancer-causing. What is he talking about? I now know what he's talking about. He was so right on. My nervous system was so ravaged this year that I was breaking out in hives all over my body. I got up one day and I had hives. And for 4 months later, I had hives every single day until I started working with these therapies for myself. And guess what? We're 2 months later, and it's getting to be fall and dreary, and I have no hives. Just listen to this. Because guess what? In a few more months, I won't have any of these stories left. They'll be gone. I'll be on to the next thing. And I wanted to get this on tape and said to you before I forgot. Because that's what I do. I heal myself, and then I move on. Because there's always going to be something else that I'm working on. You know, I have the vitamin D issue researched. I've walked through the path, the shadow of the path of darkness, and I'm out the other side. I have found the light, and I will be moving on. The next thing that I'm going to work on for my own life is to make sure that my endocrine system is happy as well, that I am in great shape to migrate through my hormonal years. And I am so grateful that I got my vitamin D issue handled at age 50. And I share this with you so that you will handle it at whatever age that you're in. Please, listen to this. It's coming straight from my heart. I welcome you to my healing world, and I'm so grateful that I have this way to tell you stories about what I am seeing in my life. And all the people that help me along the way with their hints and their support and their unconditional love. Because we're all in the same boat together. We're all going through life figuring out how to work this human body. And I'm giving you the biggest clue ever. This is so good. It's only one clue of many, many clues. And I hope that you are amused by me and that you are going to keep on listening to me. So there you go. Another special podcast just for you. I love you so much. Welcome to my healing world. It's smoking hot. I'm Monica from monica.ca. Have a great evening wherever you are.